back right into it.
Let's back that ass up.
Back that ass up. So what matters to me today?
Backing that ass up.
Welcome to the Unbaked Podcast. We're your hosts, Caitlin.
And I'm Sarah.
In this podcast, two best friends get together to share our own recipes of life, having relationships, and everything in between.
Join us while we share with you our take of the definition of unbaked.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
I can't think how
we answer that.
I know.
But it's like, I expect an answer. But
you do. Well, I think they should just tell us anyways, like, yeah. No matter where they are.
Yeah.
If you're listening, like, just say it out loud where you are and how you're doing.
Exactly. I agree. You know? That's great.
Yeah. Let's do it, man.
So we're on episode 9.
9. Yep.
It's so hard not doing it.
I know.
Sarah and I like to say 9 in a funny way, but, you know, it's
not socially acceptable.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I always say
it's
it
just
like
saying
that.
Like a German accent. Yeah. 9.
Which I think that's probably why it's not good.
Why?
Because of the Holocaust. Oh. I don't know why though, like specifically it, like, what does it have to do with Hitler? I don't know.
I think it's because he just sounded like that.
Maybe. But why not?
We're just
why not? Why not the number 2? Like, why not 2? Like, I guess 9 you just
means
can't.
No.
Oh, right. I see. Okay, so we're not just talking numbers here.
Yeah, we're talking words.
Word, what's up?
Sarah is going to explain to everyone what we're talking about today because it's kind of like open.
Yeah, it is. It's a pretty like broad topic too. Thank so you. We're talking about learning and growing, but we call this episode learning and growing with a side of not giving a shit of what people think.
Yeah, which is a tough one. Because like we've said in every other podcast, we're learning with you and we're growing with you.
We are.
We're not saying this because we're experts on it.
No, not at all. So I think to start, Caitlin's going to kind of go over... she's going to read the signs. She's going to read.
I'll read your palm first.
So she's going to read signs of healing and growing. And we found this on an Instagram post.
Of personal growth.
Yeah.
So these ones were really important to me because I think everyone should hear these. So 8 small but big signs of personal growth. Hitting delete on a loaded passive-aggressive text. Opted out for let's talk about this in person. I feel like everyone in the heat of a moment really likes to like send the text instead. And it's actually funny because I had this conversation with my friend at the gym the other day because she was having a disagreement and an argument with someone over text. And I'm like, okay, take this tip because I've learned this so many times in my past. Don't answer them right away.
Yeah.
If you're having an argument with someone who you could clearly have, like say your family member or like someone you live with, you can have it in person.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just ignore the text? Because most of the time when people text you, when they're all mad, getting defensive, like attacking you,
they're
in their like peak phase. So that's when they're not thinking logically. So if you give them that second to like decompress and like realize actually what they've said, it'll get a better outcome. Income.
Very true.
Income. Outcome.
Income.
Income.
You'll get better income.
Income.
Out of
yeah, I wish. So that's like really important to like not feed into like just absolutely answering right away, like not thinking before you speak, because that's when things just get escalated.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing is worse when you get like a passive aggressive text or an aggressive text or mean text from someone you just want to fight back. Not fighting back is almost harder than going through the argument because it's that much of like a personal growth and just stepping back and being like, I don't want to mentally deal with this right now. Because most of the time it happens when you've either like left the house or left, you know, hanging out with that person or whatever the mm-hmm. situation is. It always happens like later on when you could have talked about it in person, but then they decide to let out their feelings through text, which is like almost inappropriate. Because if something bothers you, you should talk about it in the moment.
Exactly.
Like, hey, like, what did you mean by that?
True.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with getting curious. And the second one would be on labeling procrastination as lazy, asking instead, what discomfort am I trying to avoid? Mm. That's freaking unreal. Because, like, you're not lazy. We get stuff done.
Yeah.
And reflecting on that, saying, like, I get stuff done, but, like, what am I trying to avoid here?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I work out and I clean my whole house until I do homework
mm-hmm.
because I don't want to do homework. So that's a huge one to, like, self-reflect on.
Yeah.
No longer trying to fix others. Ooh, that hits close to home a little bit. Seeing them for who they are, like. But, like, that's hard. I'm so bad with that. Like, I'm not trying to fix others, but I'm like, can you, like, not do what you're doing? Can you just, like, be better, maybe? Like,
Be better, honestly.
Choosing to accept or move on. Okay, so that last part is good because, like, if you can't fix them, move on.
Yeah.
I've heard that people, like, get married being like, I can fix them.
Yeah, or like marriage will fix it.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, that's really bad.
Yeah.
That's not a good one. No longer letting others make decisions for you or guilt you into what you should be doing. Man, these are really, like, hitting close to home for me because, like, sometimes I'm like, what I should do, and my friends tell me what I should do, and I'm like, okay, that's right. Because I have such a hard time making decisions on my own. Mm. Ew, I don't like, I'm getting attacked.
That one falls into what we're going to talk about later about not giving a shit of what people think. That one is, it does fall in that category.
And like I said in the beginning, I'm learning from this too, because there's a 50-50 time where I'm like, I don't care what people think, like, whatever. And I have that attitude to myself being like, I don't care what anyone else thinks. But then inside, in a lot of situations, I'm like, oh, like, I'm so worried about what they think or whatever. And like, some people are like that, and you're never gonna not care about what people think, because then you're kind of like, I don't know, what's the word for that? Like, if you just absolutely don't care what people think, like,
yeah,
you're more like, not naive, but like my way or the highway.
Yeah, you're not even willing to grow.
Yeah.
So there is definitely, there's a line.
A happy medium, yeah.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. Setting social media boundaries, limits, logging off when the toxic comparison kicks in. That's a good one.
That is a very good
one. Like, I've unfollowed so many people that I don't feel comfortable looking at.
Yeah.
Not because I don't think they're beautiful, but because, like, when I look at them, I feel crappy about myself, and, like, teach their own.
There's one thing about looking at someone and being like, oh, wow, they really motivate me, and looking at someone and being like, they really make me feel like shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like,
that's what you have to
realize and self-reflect on. Yeah. Letting someone know when they've hurt you instead of avoiding it and later resenting them for it.
That's called bottling it up.
Yeah, that is something that I hold so strong to my heart. Like, it genuinely makes me so angry when people can't talk about things that bother them. Mm-hmm. And it's so hard because a lot of people are worried of, like, getting judged or, like, you know, gaslit or manipulated, because in the past that's what's happened when they've talked about things that have hurt them.
Yeah.
But when you're in, like, a relationship or a friendship, and you've been close or have been in that relationship for a long time, and you've done something to upset them, even in the smallest way, and they bottle it up, or, like, I've been told, in the, like, before, like, biting their tongue really bothers me. Because I know, yes, it can sometimes stop an argument, but at the same time, it's like, your feelings are valid too. Like, just because you might stop an argument doesn't mean you can't tell me about your feelings. And especially since you think it's going to start an argument, then find a way to bring it up without sounding like it's gonna start an argument.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's like, you gotta know your crowd in that sense too. Like, sometimes people can just absolutely blow up and be like, you're attacking me.
Yeah.
When you would
those are usually the stubborn people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, this one's big for me too, because I've learned to stop doing this in my, like, family and with my, you know, relationships and stuff, is to no longer argue. Trying to prove your point to someone who is intent on misunderstanding you. There's no point. Why fight? Honestly, like, I'm at the point in my life, it's like, why fight with someone when you know that they're just gonna keep, like, bouncing off their words from them? Like, they're not even listening to you, so what's the point? Why waste your energy on trying to fight with someone when you know that it's not even gonna get resolved, or you're not even gonna be heard?
100%.
The other one is doing inner work and develop the self-confidence to accept who you are. Practice self-reflection and start working out your own needs. Ask yourself, what do I enjoy? What do I value most in my life? Who matters to me? And what do I really want to focus my energy on? Like I just said in the last one there. What do I actually want to put my actual efforts and energy into? And it's not arguing.
No.
Especially with certain people.
It's really not.
Especially with certain people. I am not an arguer.
No.
I will, like, get defensive if I'm passionate about something, but I'm not going to sit there and argue with someone. What is the point?
It's just exhausting your energy and their energy, and it's just...
Why?
Especially if you know it's a dead end. Like, it's just, like, why?
Well, at the same time, it's a great reflection on who you have around your circle.
Yeah.
Like, if you have if you're having arguments with someone who can never see your side of things, why are they around? I mean, well, sometimes it's family.
Yeah.
Right? So you can't just, like, boot your family out.
It also comes with respect, and you have to be able to respect who you're around and respect what they, like, no one's ever going to be perfect, and no one's ever going to have the exact same values point by point by point.
It's about coming to, like, even, like, a common ground or a middle ground where you guys can, like, I want to say the words agree to disagree, but I don't, you know, something like that. Yeah. Something along those lines.
Agreeing to disagree is good.
Yeah.
But I also get kind of annoyed when people say that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I don't love using that term.
It depends.
But it does all depend on the topic.
Because, like, what if you're, like, passionate about, like, I don't know, like, health rights, and everyone's like, I agree to disagree. I'm like, you disagree on your rights as a human to health?
Yeah, and, like...
Like, that would be one thing. But, like, it's like, I agree to disagree on pineapples on pizza.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
I'm like, okay, whatever. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Exactly. But. Yeah, that one definitely, I think, comes with a little more reasoning behind it.
Yeah. Like, I know people who have completely different beliefs than other people, and then they're constantly just debating and battling each other.
That's
and
not
I'm
a
like,
friendship
what?
Or a relationship.
I just don't understand that.
Yeah.
I'm like, why?
Because... That type of relationship is built off of that. So if you don't have, like, a good solid ground of your relationship or friendship, what's the point?
Yeah.
What is the point? Like, if you're literally all that, you guys hang out and you get together and then all you do is, like, debate or argue, I just feel like that.
What? Like, is that, then people do that.
Yeah.
So many people do that, especially in relationships. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So like, many people do that.
It just seems like too much to me.
Yeah. I don't know either. Mm-hmm. It's a hard one because you're going to like people for who, like, how they act and who they are.
Yeah.
And those kind of characteristics. But if you guys don't believe on, like, core things as people, then it's kind of hard to actually make respect and a friendship out of it.
And to what we're talking about, too, is to be able to grow together and learn together, right? Like, kind of going back to, okay, well, the people around me, they should be the ones where... I'm able to learn more, and I'm able to grow more, and I'm able to self-reflect more, and I'm able to feel encouraged, and I'm able to not be in a situation where I feel like I'm walking on eggshells for whoever else is around there. Because I've seen a lot on people having the mindset of, like, oh, I saw something today, and it was about... basically, like, have your dreams be so big that you don't even want to talk to, like, small-minded people. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I know. Those lines. And I loved that. And I was like, I saw it on Facebook. I was like, ooh, I like that a lot. Because that, like, we're dreamers. Like, you and I. And we dream together. And we grow together. And we learn together. And if we're just, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like we don't have time to talk to people who are...
Not
just
in the same mindset
gonna,
as us.
Yeah. Not
like,
gonna
could
want
you imagine
to grow
if
more.
We weren't like that and, like, we just hung out? Like, what would we have?
Well, we wouldn't really have of a bond as
we
do.
We wouldn't be people.
Yeah.
Because that wouldn't be us.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't even imagine us not being, like, the imaginative, creative, like...
Go-getters
that we are, like, together. Like, we would just sit there and...
Like, watch videos, like, or something? Like, I don't
know.
I don't know. Like,
I could never.
I feel like we've always, in our friendship, talked and learnt and grown together. Yeah, I appreciate our friendship for that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Like, we're a lot alike in the sense of, like, always wanting to grow, especially starting this podcast, which has been super awesome.
Yeah.
And I love that you said that in the last podcast, how you've actually grown and learned so much from doing this. And I'm like, oh, I love that, because self-growth, that's a hard one to say.
Self-growth
is huge for me.
Yeah.
And I just want all my friends to be like that.
I think it's so important. It's motivational, especially as young adults. If we don't have that, what do we have? Like, seriously. To be able to, like, reflect and learn on things that have been hard times and good times. Like, I have so many notes here that, and also, like, quotes that are super, super empowering. So I cannot wait to share them. And also, like, kind of going on to a little bit about not giving a shit of what people think. Like, you can't please everyone. We have to just, like, come to terms where we can't. It's not going to happen.
When we talked about bringing up this topic, I kind of self-reflected on myself. I've gotten so naive by being so careless of what people think is that I just don't think that anyone thinks about me. Like, that's how it's not naive, I guess, because I'm aware and I've made myself like this. But, like, I'm never like, oh, I wonder if they're talking bad about me, or I wonder if they're looking at me and making fun of my dress. Like, I could never, like, I don't even think about that anymore. Cause I'm like, mm-hmm. It's not even a thought that goes in my mind, cause I've pushed myself to not care so much, because it's not about me. If someone's making fun of me, it's about them.
Exactly.
So I'm like, even if they were talking about me, all the power to you. I'm not even going to think about it because it has nothing to do with me.
I know.
In reality, it doesn't.
It doesn't. It honestly, it's for people who, and I know that, trust me, it does not happen overnight. It takes a long time. And I can confidently say that, like, I still am not 100% there, but I'm like really, really close. So it has to do a lot with, so it's, if there was somebody out there judging you, they clearly have a pile of insecurities.
Yeah.
And also, it does stem off of why we worry about what other people think is because of our insecurities.
Yeah.
So 100%. It's overcoming our insecurities. Once we do that, we're able to move forward and we're able to learn and be like, you know what? I really couldn't care less. What?
Did you hear that noise my mouth just made?
You're like, here, pretty boy.
Here, pretty boy. Like, is that how it goes? Yeah. It's like, that didn't make any sense.
Oh my gosh. Whew. Oh, that's so funny.
I've said this before, and I will say it a million times again, is that if someone is talking bad about you, let them, because when they talk about themselves, no one listens.
Exactly.
So that's why they talk about other people, because no one listens when they talk about themselves. So they're insecure and they talk bad about other people. So someone will actually finally listen to them, because they're just crappy and they have nothing else to talk about other than bad things about other people.
Exactly.
Like, lots of people are like, oh my gosh, like, was I acting weird there? Or are they thinking I dress weird? Or did I say something wrong? Like, I don't even care.
Yeah.
I'm like,
if it happened, it happened. I don't know.
Yeah, unless I've been drinking, because everyone does weird things when they're drinking, like, goes way above and beyond. The next day you have hangover anxiety and you're anxious about things. But any other time, I'm like, nah. It doesn't even cross my mind anymore.
No.
Because I'm like, I just don't care. Life is too short. Life Unless you're offending someone or saying something disrespectful.
Yeah.
If I'm just being who I am, like, who cares? Like, most of the time, people like you for how you are. And if people are around still, even though you act like that or say weird things or act certain way or super silly, that's because people like it.
Mm-hmm.
And they like how you're being yourself. So, like, it's, I was, before we were recording, I'm like, wow, I'm so naive because I don't even think about that anymore. So, like, is it bad that I'm naive about that?
No.
Because, like, maybe I should, like, self-reflect, because now I'm like, oh, I'm not weird at all. But, like,
I don't think so. I
probably say weird things, but I feel like life's too short to worry about every little thing you say.
Oh, yeah.
Like, life's too short. Like, I could have said something embarrassing, like, a week ago, and I don't even remember what it was.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Who cares? They don't remember either. That's the thing. They don't remember either. I could say something to someone across the street, and they won't remember.
Yeah, exactly.
The next day. Like, why does it matter? Life is so short. Just say what you want to say in consideration, obviously. And act however you want to act in consideration. Like, if you're being silly, goofy, silly mood, whatever, fly at her.
Fly the fuck at her.
Fly the fuck at her.
I find, like, I struggled a lot with giving a shit of what people thought about me appearance-wise.
Yeah.
And
that was big in high school, for
that
sure.
That was big in high school. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like there was just so much pressure, especially when social media first came out. Like, I remember being a kid and, like, staring at profile pictures and being like, oh my gosh, but is this good? Is this good enough? Is this... And trying to...
That was the exact same.
Right? Everybody seemed to do that. Like, all girls, maybe guys.
And, like, editing them.
And trying to make sure. Yeah. And then, like, literally just, like, a couple days ago, I just posted it. I literally didn't ask anybody for consultation. But, but, like, other than that, I really was like...
I'm just gonna post it.
Who cares? Who the fuck cares?
I remember, honestly, being in high school and being, like, posting your new profile picture was like, crazy.
It was the scariest thing ever.
But it was crazy. It's like, oh, like, you're gonna get so many likes. Like, I remember I would cry if I didn't get, like, 100 likes. Because I had so many randoms on my Facebook. I'm like, this is not good for starters. Because why do I have all these randoms on my Facebook when I'm, like, 14?
Yeah, no kidding.
But I remember posting a profile picture was, like, the highlight. Like, oh my gosh, it was, like, I don't know. It was a big deal.
It was a really big deal.
It was a big deal. Yeah.
It was. And even like, for instance, like my hair extensions, I probably a year ago, I would care so much of what people thought of all of a sudden, oh, well, why is your hair all of a sudden long? And I feel like we're in a society nowadays where like we're allowed to do whatever the fuck we want. And I don't think people are going to judge you for having like a few inches more hair. I mean, for me, it was a lot more inches, but like, I don't give a shit. I'm sorry, but I feel good. So, like, is that really going to offend, like, or be bad for you? Like, who, and who is everyone?
Yeah.
These were also all my questions. So, you got to ask yourself, like, okay, well, what will everyone think? It's like, who is everyone, first of all? Would they really care if everyone is a specific person you're talking about?
Yeah.
And does their opinion fucking matter?
No.
What opinion that they have is so strong that it affects your life?
Another good one that I will say from that exact statement is that I come from a very, like, old-fashioned family. Very old-fashioned. Right. My family's, like, straight, like, not... like, not, like, gay-wise straight, like, or, like, heterosexual. I meant, like, straight, like, old-fashioned, like, to the books. Point. Like, book, like, you know what I mean? Like, and when I first got my first tattoo, my family lost it.
Right.
Like, kicked me out of the house, lost it. And here I am with a whole bunch of tattoos. Like, I have, I think, like, 14 now. And I just don't care.
Yeah.
And I also got my septum pierced. And my family's, like, very traditional. Don't get piercings, or you're edgy, or you're weird.
Right,
and,
like, if you pierce a hole in your body, then, like
you're weird, or you get tattoos, like, you're judgy, or, like, and, like, the way I dress, how I wear band tees all the time, everyone's like, why don't you dress like a girl? I'm like, fuck you. But anyway, so I got my septum pierced, and it was such a big deal for me, because I knew my family would judge me for it.
Right.
And it's so ironic, because I've had it for months now, like, since my 24th birthday, so, like, a year ago, almost, and I had just been FaceTiming a family member, and they're like, oh, you got your, when did you get that silly little hoop in your nose? And I was like, I've been waiting for this. And they're just like, oh, I'm going to rip it out next time I see you. And I was like, I'm going to really love to see you try that. I really hope you can fight.
Yeah.
But it's funny though, because I knew my family would say that thing, that kind of stuff with my tattoos and my piercing. It's because they're judgmental.
I guess it just,
I grew up, I hate to say it, in, like, a more judgmental family, because they're traditional. And when you think traditional, you think, like, you have to be the certain way or else you're going to be judged.
Yeah.
And I am, like, totally off the rails off of that. I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to get fucking tattoos all over my body. I'm going to get a septum piercing. Yeah. I'm going to wear boy clothes. I'm going to say fuck all the time. I don't care. I don't care. And if they're going to judge me, I don't care at this point. You know, if I want to do it, I'm going to do it. And if I like it, who cares?
But here's the thing.
You don't live to impress your family.
You don't. And there's a difference between, like, hey, Caitlin, like, I'm concerned about specific thing that is going on in your life. Like, insert text here, right? Like, you know what I mean? We're scared. We're concerned about this. And we're coming to you with, like, the goodness of our heart, like, because we care about you. And whatever situation. But when it's literally, like, your septum and piercings, I'm sorry, but that is, like...
And tattoos.
Septum
and piercings.
Septum, piercings, you know, tattoos. Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean.
We're really concerned about your mental health. We see that you got a septum piercing.
No.
Like, that's literally it seems like.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, I've gone to the point where I'm going to do it either way.
Yeah.
What I do to my body in any context, anything I do to my body has nothing to do with anyone else. Anyone in this whole world can never tell anyone what they can do with their body, and if you think that you can, you can fuck off.
It doesn't even make logical sense. Like, we are all our own individuals, and it's funny too, because I was talking to my coworker about burnout, like, kind of on the topic of last week, and I said to her too, I was like, nothing matters in the
nothing sense else matters.
No, I was like, okay, if you are running yourself to the ground because of your job, like we talked about last week, the only person it's affecting is you.
Yeah.
So, but here's the catch. So if you're doing that and all you're doing is running yourself to the ground, burning yourself out because of, like, work and things around you, what are you going to have at the end of the day? If you don't have you, you have nothing.
Yeah, literally.
Funny
story, guys. You actually die alone. Yeah. Like, no, it's really true. Funny, though. But, like...
Yeah. But, like...
You don't die... as anyone else.
Or yeah, exactly.
You're literally as yourself. there's a whole other side of things, like I like to say in all of our podcasts, because I'm like, there's always two ways to certain streets, mm-hmm. but like being in consideration, being respectful. But if you want to get a tattoo, get a freaking tattoo.
That's the thing. It's literally not harming anybody.
As long as it's not like a teardrop, because like that is an indication you've killed someone. That is an indication someone. That
there is harm involved.
So like maybe don't do that, or don't kill people.
That's a really good.
You know what? We're getting motivational here today. Just don't kill people.
Don't hurt
just
anyone.
Just don't murder people. Like, why is that so hard?
I literally don't understand why that's so hard. I mean, that's a whole another kind
like,
of
can
worms,
you just not go out and not shoot people?
I don't understand.
Do you ever like look at yourself in the mirror and say like, I'm not gonna shoot people today? Because I do every day.
I mean, like, I'm trying to
my
be,
daily
like,
affirmations.
You're like, I will not kill my coworkers today.
I love all my coworkers.
No, I do too. I will not kill. I can't even say that. Yeah, I literally can't even say that. I love you guys all so much.
Yeah, me too. I love but, all of my coworkers. Yeah. But yeah, anyways, it's just do whatever you want and really try not to care about whatever anyone else thinks as long as you're not harming people.
Exactly.
That's the ultimate thing around all of this because as long as you're not harming anyone else or yourself, really, like, don't harm yourself, right? But...
But that's what I mean. Like when someone, if someone like came with to you with like concern about a specific thing, that's one
like
thing.
Harming yourself, like self harm, or like alcoholism, or like drugs and stuff. Yeah, like, I totally get that.
But when it's an innocent thing, like for me, when I was researching like more on our topic today, the first thing that popped into my mind was the visual of like Phoebe and Friends when she was running through the park and Rachel didn't want to run with her because she was so embarrassed by the way Phoebe ran. And Phoebe flailed her arms when she was running, but she's like, I'm free. I want to do it. I'm allowed to. And I love that because it's such a visual like representation of just not giving a shit and it's not harming anybody.
And then
you know what? Rachel ended up doing it, and she was like, you know what? This is the better way to run.
She ended up flailing with Phoebe, right?
She did. Yeah. And I just love that.
Like, I started running at the gym, and I was so insecure about, like, 2 years ago about, like, how my body jiggled or, like, how my face would go up and down and up and down because I have, like, chubbier cheeks or whatever. Like, it'd just, like, flop all the time. But now I just, like, don't care because I'm, like, I'm bettering myself. Exactly. Not only am I just working out, I'm bettering myself. So who cares what I look like when I'm bettering myself?
I know.
Sometimes with your... When you're working on yourself, you can look the worst.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter because you're taking a path that's going to be ultimately better for you.
Don't let fear get in the way of you becoming who you're meant to be.
Yeah.
Don't let it get to you.
If you want to be a rock star, fly at her.
Fly at her, man. That's what I mean.
You can do anything you want.
The only thing that's going to hold you back from doing anything you want is what is you thinking that other people matter. Their opinion matters.
Yep.
So you need to just go out there and do what you need to do and just focus on that.
Because think about this, guys. Like, you only live once. I hate to pull out the YOLO.
No, I know. It's true. We knew what we were talking about in 2013.
You literally only live once. Literally once. Why not get the tattoo or why not get the piercing? Buy the shirt. Wear that specific outfit. You know.
Take that chance. Like, there's so many things that you can do or change that career or... start a podcast or become a musician or buy 5 dogs. Like, I don't know. Like, you know, buy a bearded dragon.
Exactly.
Why not?
I love bearded dragons.
Oh. I know.
Pedro Pascal.
It's true. It's very true. Going back to self-healing, some questions to ask yourself when you're going through that. Whether it's daily or whether I think mostly on the daily mindset. And I really loved these questions to ask yourself. So it's like, number one is, how is my heart today? So like when you wake up and you ask yourself that. Number two, what do I need to feel supported today? Number three, in what tiny way can I be a better version of myself today?
Ooh, I like that one. Mm-hmm.
Just one tiny way.
I love that one because it actually makes you think about what you can do to make yourself feel like a better person.
Yeah.
Like whenever I like do nice things for my friends, I'm like, that fills my whole soul. Like when I brought you flowers, however many of those times. Like it just, that makes my day because it makes me, not in a selfish way, but it makes me feel like a good person. And then I get to see, like, your reaction, and then it just all around makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a, what's that word? Like a selfless act, but it's not. Because when I do a selfless act, when you think about that, like giving someone your, like, money, like buying flowers for them, so giving them your money, You think it sounds selfless, but it's not, because I get
that
feeling when I see someone super excited for something that I did for them, and that's what I need. Like, that's all that I need, is seeing their excitement or their surprised, like, emotions.
Yeah.
And that's just all I need.
Yeah.
Like, I love that. Was it's that like, from Friends when they're trying to think of a selfless act?
Yes. You're right. Yeah, it is. Phoebe. Yeah. Yes. So Phoebe, think of something where you get no reward.
Yeah.
And she couldn't. The bank overcharged her or overcredited her. So she got an extra $500. And then because she was honest, they gave her another $500.
Yeah.
So she was stuck with $1,000. And she's like, I want to be selfless. Like, I don't want anything in return.
Yeah.
Because she was truthful, so that was her being selfless. And then she ended up giving away the money to a homeless woman, and the homeless woman was like, oh man, like, here, take my, like, tinfoil hat or something.
Yeah,
like,
right! That.
And then she's like, no, I don't want anything in return. And she's like, well, what's the least I can do? And she's like, okay, you can give me buy me a pop. So then she went, but got a pop. Reward. It was a reward, but then in the pop, she found a thumb. And so then she contacted the company, and then the company gave her something for free. So it was like a chain of events. I don't know why I went off on that tangent about Phoebe, but Friends
has a lot of, like, good hidden meanings.
They do.
I love Friends, guys. If you don't like Friends,
like, also, you did need you to see? Watch it. Do you notice that all three women have different birth stories? So Monica is through adoption, Rachel is a single mother, and Phoebe is through surrogacy. So they all show different stories of how those women became mothers or raised babies or became surrogates and stuff like that. Isn't that really cool? Yeah. So each in a different way.
I've watched Friends like 7 times and I feel like I didn't notice that. I love Friends. I could watch it every single day of my life. I literally love it. I can't believe people don't like that show.
I know. I don't get it. I really don't. I don't get it.
What the heck? We're looking at our camera like, what the heck?
Oh yeah.
Anyways, but yeah, selfless, like, I love doing that. Yeah. But at the same time, it comes with a reward.
It does come with a reward, but you have to be humble about it. And I think it's okay. Yeah. I think that is okay.
Like, there's one thing from, like, donating to charity just so you're on social media.
Ooh.
Or, like, going on a dating show so you get, like, famous from it. Like, that's not what we mean.
No.
Right? Like, that's irony of all of it, because you're doing the complete opposite.
Yeah. And my pet peeve is, like, when people, like, record going up to, like, homeless people and then they give them money and they're recording it.
Yeah.
Like, there's one guy who does it in a very genuine, humble way, but I feel like a lot of people, aside from him, like, I think he does do it because, like, out of the goodness, like, kind of like Mr. Beast style, too.
Yeah.
Like, they just give. They do get money, but they also... They do have improved a lot of people's lives.
Yeah, exactly.
But also, like, there is some people who just do that. And I just don't think that... I think they're getting it more for themselves than actually to give. Do you know what I mean?
Do you want to hear a funny story? So when I was... I want to say I was, like, 6 years old. I think I was selling lemonade or something like that by my house. And I donated it to the Cancer Society because a lot of my family has had cancer. And I literally didn't want anything else. I was like, I'm just going to give this money that I raised for cancer or whatever. And all I remember, because I don't remember much when I was that young, but I remember meeting the guy from the radio, of, like, the local radio, and, like, doing a thumbs up and being in the newspaper the next day. And my mom's like, look, you're in the newspaper. And I was like, why was I in the newspaper? She's like, because you donated that. I think it was like $30, but I was so young. So they're like, wow, look at this 6-year old who donated $30, right? And I'm like, but that's, I literally was, like, shocked, because I was like, what?
Why would I need to be in the newspaper?
I was literally, like, confused. Yeah. Like, I was like, I'm so confused. Because my brain didn't comprehend, like, that people were like, oh, they need to document this and show the world that this kid did this. So I'm like, I just thought of it and I was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I just remember being outside the Earl's parking lot and doing, like, meeting up with, like, the local radio hosts and just doing a thumbs up for the newspaper.
Wow.
And I was like, 6 year old, like, 6 year old kid, not knowing any better. Yeah. And I'm like, here you go.
You're like, I don't even know what it means.
I'm literally like, like, I wish I could find the picture so I could post it, but it's just crazy. It's crazy.
Exactly. Man,
we just went on a tangent. Yeah, that was good.
We're on number, what were we on? Number three? So there's a few more. So let's get right back into it. So number four is, who might I be if I knew everything would be all right?
Oh.
So if you knew the future,
Ew.
Why would you worry about those anyways? Why would you worry about those things? But I guess this one is more for self-healing, though. Wait, that's so
deep, though.
Like, that is really deep.
We need to get deeper into that. We need to unload that a little bit.
So, yeah. So, let me read it one more time. And this is regarding self-healing and growth.
Yeah.
So, who might I be if I knew everything would be all right?
I wouldn't be the same.
I know.
Because, one, if you knew everything, what would you look forward to?
Yeah.
Two, I feel like you just wouldn't have emotions anymore because you just expect everything.
You would already just kind of know.
You just know what it's going to happen.
You'd be unfazed by it.
Yeah, 100%. It would just happen. Because you'd prepare for it.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't even have those exciting or surprising or hard moments that actually make you grow into a person.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad that we need hard times to grow into a person, but you do need them. You need those tough times to reflect.
Yeah.
That's a crazy question.
I know.
What, like...
Who might I be if I knew everything would be all right?
I wouldn't be the same person. 100%.
Because
that's
you can't, like, we're meant to go through all of these emotions in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us to, like, if we did just know everything was going to be okay, there's no, like, even if, like, you do have those, like, nervous feelings, butterflies, sad, happy, there's so many different emotions we go through. And I think we need to experience them all to be able to grow and heal.
Yeah.
So if we don't do that, then I feel like that just bypasses our whole journey. We wouldn't be able to grow more.
Yeah.
We would just know.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Ultimately, that would be the biggest thing. You would be the exact same person from there on out because you wouldn't grow because you knew every single thing that was coming.
Yeah.
So why would you even take a second to consider growing?
Exactly.
Ooh. Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. That's wild.
So that's a good self-reflection one. You kind of have to just be like, wow, yeah, this is the spot I'm meant to be in right now.
Yeah.
Number 5 would be, where can I notice beauty today? I liked that one.
Yeah.
Outside. So where can I notice it? Is it, yeah, is it outside? Is it in me? Is
it
inside?
I'm going to
tell
you one that I heard today. So I showed up to Sarah's house this afternoon after I got off work, and all of the birds were chirping in your backyard.
Oh, yes.
And I literally was like, wow, how beautiful is that? Like, it sounded like a spring morning where you wake up, or like summer vacation when you're a kid, you wake up to birds chirping and you're like, I'm gonna go play with my friends all day today. Like, that was the exact same feeling.
Yeah,
like there was birds chirping in our backyard, and I was like, wow, this is so beautiful.
Sunny out,
it was sunny. Yeah, like, that's perfect moment.
Yeah,
of when I was like, that is so beautiful.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
It was
amazing, and it's such a little moment too.
Yeah,
I love when you say things to yourself in your head. Like, when you're by yourself, you're like, wow, that is really pretty.
Yeah, you're like, picture.
Yeah, right?
Like, I
wish I could.
Picture.
Yeah,
like
Dora the Explorer.
Did
no,
she do that?
No, that was Annie. No, is that Annie Green? No, who is that? That
who did
like,
that?
Who would take pictures with her eyes? When I was a kid.
Oh, it's a book.
Yeah.
She had a photographic memory.
Yeah, I used to pretend I was her.
Yeah, I remember that book. I'm going to find that. Wasn't it like Cat or something? Or like, I remember those kids' books.
Okay.
I remember
this
those.
This is important.
Yeah, we need to figure that out. But also, I love that, and this is an Office reference, but it was like to take little mental notes on their wedding day for Jim and Pam, and she would be like, you know, the little...
Oh, yeah!
So, like, I love that. It's so cute.
That is cute.
Take mental pictures.
Cam Jansen. You were right.
I said Cat, but I was close.
Oh, Cam Jansen.
Jansen.
I used to think that I was her.
Yes.
Like, I'd literally just be like, I can take pictures of my eyes. Like,
click,
so wild.
Click. Crazy. You're Cam Jansen. I remember that specific one where she went to like the zoo or something and someone was being robbed. I don't know. She had to solve the mystery or solve the case.
That was actually my real life.
Was it you?
I'm her.
It was based off you. Yeah, you're like, surprise, bitch.
I wrote that.
Cam Jansen.
You guys all think I'm Caitlin. Surprise, I'm Cam Jansen. I definitely thought it was a different name.
Huh?
I thought it was like Anna Green Gables, or is that how you pronounce it?
Anne of the Green Gables?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, Anne of the Gilbert. I swear it's of the Green Gables, though. Can we look it up?
Yes.
We're still on this. Sorry, guys. Bear with us. It's good, though. This is the way we are. I swear. Anne, is that you? Anne of Green Gables. See, that's the DVD.
Is that you?
Oh my God, that's so funny to me.
Is that you?
Oh my God, that's so funny to me. I was right.
Gilbert Blythe. He's ugly.
No, he's so cute in the show.
Like, the way he wins her over, he's a cutie pie.
Okay, maybe. Not really.
Okay, when...
I love Pedro Pascal.
Try being 14. Try being 14 and then you watch that show, okay? He's the love of your life then.
Dude, the love of my life when I was 14 was Jaden Smith, so...
Okay. Okay.
Or Michael Jackson.
Oh, really?
Which is wild.
You're like, that's I like older ride. Men.
Dude, I...
Still... Still to this day.
He's dead, but yeah.
No. I mean, like, you still like older men to this day. Like, oh, yeah. Pedro.
Forever and always.
Pedro?
Pedro.
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 Is it Pedro? Or Pedro?
Pedro.
Pedro, yeah.
Pascal.
Pascal.
Oh, I love him with everything in my body. I love Austin, but holy fuck, I literally love him. I love Pedro Pascal. He's the most wholesome, amazing, handsome human being I've ever freaking... Oh, maybe not ever, because that's kind of rude, because, like, I have Austin. But, like, fucking...
But you love Austin, but, like, he's your celebrity crush.
Oh, man, is he ever. I've never loved a celebrity so much in my life. Like, more than Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I would die for that man.
Yeah, you love him.
I would die, like, and then come back alive because I don't really want to die.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, you know what you mean.
I know what you mean. You know what you mean.
You know what you mean.
All right, let's get right back to it.
Anyways, what are we even talking about today? It's like, Sarah and I, we grew up on...
In the prairies. Little House on the Prairie.
Sarah and I grew up on, I can't even say it properly, bacon maple chips.
Yes.
And then Sarah, Austin, and I, in, like, early high school, used to say Bapel Macon.
Bapel Macon.
And we loved those chips. They were really good. So good, and they're discontinued.
Why did you do that?
No, what did I say? I don't even remember.
Oh.
That was so yesterday.
Was so
yesterday.
Week.
So okay. Yesterday.
Gone away.
What?
I'm trying to sing the rest of the song, I forget it.
You know that song, So Yesterday?
Yeah, by
Hillary Duff, yeah. Fuck, that's my childhood.
So yesterday.
You know who actually was, like, a iconic moment of my childhood was,
Phineas and Ferb.
No, Tubi and Beenu.
Holy shit! What?
Tubi Tubi, Beenu Beenu. Did I just unlock a memory?
You just unlocked them?
Tubi and Beenu. Tubi Beenu. We love to laugh. We love to play. That's just from B and Beenu. Yeah, dude.
You literally just, like...
Dude, Tubi and Beenu. What about, what is it? Max and Ruby.
Max and Ruby.
Ruby
and Max.
Yeah, that
was
but who were the girls that sang the breakup song? This is the potential breakup song.
Like Demi Lovato? I don't know.
No.
On Disney Channel?
No, all these people listening to this are going to be like, they're screaming their names. I can hear it right now. Because I probably would be if I was listening to a podcast that said this. They're two twins.
Oh, Darcy and...
No, it's not Mary-Kate and Ashley.
I don't know.
Allie and AJ.
Allie and AJ. Allie and AJ. Good night, mate.
Did you come here today? No, I came here yesterday. Okay, there's this fucking picture of a guy. It's like a commander talking to a soldier, and he's like, "Did you come here to die?" And he's like, "No, I came here yesterday."
I love that so much.
Fuck, it's so. It's even funnier when you see it because it's like, "Did you come to die?"
Yeah.
And it's like, "No, I came here yesterday."
Yesterday. Holy shit! I really hope you guys are enjoying this podcast because I sure
We're totally off topic, but that's okay.
It's okay. Let's just pick up. Every time we get back into this, we'll just like boom, boom, boom. Tubi and Beenu.
Yeah,
wow.
Dude. I know.
I need to look up a photo of that. My mind is
actually blown.
I'll
show you right now.
I
show you.
Tubi, Tubi, Beenu, Beenu. Oh my
Tubi
gosh.
Tubi and Beenu.
Yes.
I know.
Oh my goodness. Adam, do you remember this?
It was like a it was a huge mouse with like a
goodness.
It looked like
it's a cat.
Yeah, but it looked like a stuffy cat.
Yeah.
Like it had stitches on its belly.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, unpopular or maybe not unpopular opinion, but I feel like everyone, if you guys are listening to this, I'm not a cartoon person. You know what, Sarah? You and I should really start binging this show together. It's called The Adventures of Gumball. No, The Amazing World of Gumball. And it's literally the best freaking show I've ever seen in my life.
I've heard you talk about this before.
Yes, I don't like cartoons, but there's like adult humor in it, and it's so funny and That's so awesome. Cute. I've literally watched every single episode.
Oh my God.
And there's like 7 seasons and like 10 episodes per season. And oh my God. Okay. Please watch it. Everyone, please watch The Amazing World of Gumball.
All right. Well, let's back right into it.
Let's back that ass up.
Back that ass up. So what matters to me today?
Backing that ass up.
You're like, I just need it, man.
Okay, I want to tell the guests today something really funny. So when Sarah and I first started podcasting,
the guests,
like
the listeners,
yeah, that's our cute. Friends.
You're like, they're our friends.
No, we need to make a name for these people.
Oh yes,
because you know how YouTubers are like, "Hey, Glam Squad," like something super dumb. Sarah's gonna spit out her drink. We could be like.
No, you guys are, you're two BMPs.
That has nothing to do with Unbaked Podcast.
Hello to all of our,
Binu Binus.
Chocolate chips and cookie doughs.
Well, we can call our fans our chocolate chips and our haters raisins.
There we go. That's really good.
Hello, our little chocolate chips.
I love that.
I think that's pretty cute.
I love that. That's really good.
It's like tater tots.
Like, hey,
let her rip, tater chip. I love Cletus McFarlane. If you guys also don't know who Cletus McFarlane is, please get educated. He's amazing.
Oh my gosh. This is too much for me.
This is a good time. Okay, but what I was trying to say, one of the first times, I don't remember what episode it was. I think it was, what episode did we record in the other room with Kira in the background?
Oh, that was the friendship one.
Are you sure?
No. Boundaries? No, that was the boundaries one.
Okay, I was hammered.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that I am right now, but I think it's really funny that we started from that and now we're getting all, like, wholesome and, like, motivational. But, like, man, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I had way too much to drink that night. And then after we were listening to the podcast with the boys, I just remember, like, being hysterical with Sarah on the couch because we're just laughing. The boys are like, what is going on
now? We found it so funny.
We were just so excited to start that we got a little carried away.
It was, like, our first real episode.
Yeah. So it was like, our good one.
Yeah.
I guess it was our legit first one.
Behind the scenes, we did one friendship episode, and we had no structure and no guideline. And
like this one.
Yeah. Well, no, this one we do. We're just really off topic. But.
Yeah.
Like, this one, we can go right back to the notes, man. It's all right here.
Yeah, it's all right in your palm of your hand.
But we just kind of are being natural. We're like, being unbaked, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And, so the friendship episode, that was actually our second recording of the friendship episode, which was way better, though. We loved it.
Yeah,
both of us were like, oh my gosh, this is so good.
We were losing it. We got a little too carried away.
Yeah, for the first one.
If you know what I mean. Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, so let's just finish off these questions, and then we're pretty much wrapping things up. So, what matters to me today? So that was number 6. And then number 7 is, how can I love today?
Everybody's gonna love today, gonna love today, gonna love today. Everybody's gonna love today. You know that Mika song?
No.
What?
I don't, maybe to hear it.
Okay, hold on. Everyone has to listen to this for a sec. Oh, here it is.
Love me.
Oh, like the fucking audacity for me to like that so much when I was a kid.
Where did that come from?
Because you fucking spelt that shit wrong.
Oh,
and I was trying to,
I was trying to
take off the plane that you fucking were sending on. You put a plane on the runway and you couldn't let it fly, so I tried to take off.
You did the rest.
Rip take off.
R.I.P. take off. Do you see how long that took me to get back?
Yeah, you're that slow friend.
TikTok. I am a slow friend.
When it takes you really long to.
Anyways, those were some pointers. If you were able to follow along.
In all said and done. No, I really do have something to say.
Okay. What a beautiful speech.
And I live by that. What I have to say is, see, for the last however long we were just goofing off, we don't really care.
That's what I mean. You're either
because
gonna,
it's funny.
Like I'm gonna still.
We're not gonna cut that shit out because you know we're funny and who cares?
Us being us. Guess what? Nobody else. Like let's flip back. You can hear the pages flipping. Like if I ask that question again, it's like, well, who is everyone? I mean, yeah, you guys are our listeners. We love you guys. Why would you really care though? Like if you're listening, like
clearly you like
not,
us.
It's not
I guess.
Like you're telling us what to write or what to talk about. So. You're just listening to what we talk about, right?
I'm gonna get that tattooed on my ass.
Perfect. That's the second show you've said that. You know that?
Wherever you go, there you are.
I love that so much. That I'm getting tattooed on my
there's
ass.
There's literally someone I found on Instagram, and she's like all inspirational, like trying to be like an IG influencer. And her bio is literally "Wherever you go, there you are," like trying to be like motivational. I was like, you know how stupid you sound?
That's like a joke.
I know.
That's like the funniest.
But they're
joke,
trying to
though.
Be like motivational. I'm like, that is the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life.
So I have some quotes that I want to share because I really think that these are vital in our healing process. This one is by Vivian Green. This is for healing, on the regards of healing. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. I thought that
I
was kind of cute.
Dancing in rain.
I know. I thought that was kind of cute.
Do you see how long that made me like, process
yeah.
that? I was like,
here.
My brain just shut down like a Microsoft computer.
I know. You're like, doo-doo.
Doo-doo-doo.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
No, I'm warming you back up.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
This is killing me. Holy crap. Okay, and then this one is for not giving a shit.
Emphasis on the shit.
Your life isn't yours if
it's a box of chocolates.
She's not gonna let me finish a single word. We're like so close to being finished, and you guys are probably like, oh, thank God. But then like Caitlin just jumps in with her box of chocolates, Tom Hanks references,
with her ADHD.
And Tubi and Binu.
Yeah.
Your life isn't yours if you always care what others think. And
yeah,
then,
that's a good one.
Yeah. If your life isn't yours, if
I'm
you
like,
always
wow,
care
that's
what
actually.
Think. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're
no,
like surprised.
Them. No, all of them are good.
Fuck. I'm like leaning on you.
I know. You're like, you gotta lean on me
when
you're
not
strong.
This
I
is,
need that every
this
day.
This is the part of the quote. It's like, how to be happy. Ignore people who think they know you better than you do.
I'm trying to digest that.
I know you are.
My brain's like, I'm like you're like waiting for an answer.
And then here is a quote for growth, and this is by Buddha.
I know that guy.
I've heard of him.
I think he's my neighbor.
He's my neighbor. We go way back. Oh my gosh.
We just play road hockey.
So this is like really deep. Are you ready for some like Yoda?
Yes.
Yoda shit?
Yeah.
What we think, we become.
Why
that's it, man.
I'm surprised you actually didn't put a Yoda quote in there.
I should have.
Yeah, or like a baby Yoda.
Get back, Grogu.
What does he say all the time?
Pim.
No, it's not one word. It's like...
Pim.
It's a fusa.
I texted it to you.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Look it up.
Pitu.
That's what it is. Yeah. Pitu. This one is by Gandhi.
He's neighbors with Buddha.
I had to do his name like this. Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi.
There you go.
That's his name. I didn't want to mispronounce it. I'm trying. We become the change we want to see. Like, that's us manifesting, I think, what we want. And that's it, man. Just like that.
Wait, no, I'm thinking about some...
Is it Tubi or Binu?
It's Binu. He's coming through. Could you imagine going Binu. To a medium and being like, I'm having a very silly, goofy
Binu moment.
Like, rat-like figure coming in.
She's like, I'm thinking about what you're
I'm
talking
like,
about.
I think his name was Binu. Anyways.
Oh my gosh. Thank you guys so much for listening to our dysfunctional episode.
Yeah.
We really tried to have a topic, and I think we covered most of it.
We did.
But
sometimes we're not always going to be like 10 out of 10. But I feel like this was 10 out of 10 to us because it was hilarious.
I think it was awesome.
If you didn't laugh,
then who are you?
Yeah, what are you doing?
What even are you? My tubies and beanoos?
Yeah, no.
My chocolate chips.
Yes, there you go.
Our chocolate. Anyways, peace, love, lip gloss!
Peace, love, lip gloss!
Bye! Bye.